that you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA Sonny Young coming to you from Studio 3 at our Voice of America headquarters in Washington, D.C. Thank you for joining us for our special coverage of the Basketball Africa League. The final games taking place on Tuesday in the Sahara Conference in Dakar, Senegal. In Tuesday's opening game, Rwanda Energy Group defeated Ferro Viario de Beira from Mozambique 94-89. Reg, the team from Rwanda, finishes tops in the Sahara Conference with a record of 4-1. Shabozwa, we've been saying that name a lot in recent days. Jean-Jacques Shabozwa, the game's high scorer with 28 points for Rwanda Energy Group. Once again, they end up 4 wins and 1 loss, and they now go home for the playoffs in Kigali, Rwanda. The Basketball Africa League playoffs will take place from May 21st to May 28th. Coming up at the top of the hour, AS Saleh of Morocco will take on the local club, Dakar Université Club. And it's a big game for AS Saleh. With a victory, they will advance to the Basketball Africa League playoffs. AS Saleh's Australian coach, Liz Mills, is excited about playing in Dakar in the atmosphere there.
I think we have players who would love to play in that environment. If anything, I actually feel like if the stadium was empty, it would be better for you, for Senegal. I know I get a lot of love here in Senegal as well, so I'm excited to be able to coach in front of this crowd. Our big name imports, you know, H, T, Massa, Khaled, as well as the veterans that we have on this team, like Zachariah, Cordu, they're going to thrive in this environment. So we're really looking forward to seeing the crowd and finally being able to play in front of, you know, a packed stadium. It's going to be exciting.
We just heard Coach Liz Mills talk about big name imports. Well, one of the big name imports for Seydou Legacy Athletic Club, or SLAC, is the Nigerian Josh Nziakor. He scored 11 points and grabbed 6 rebounds in just over 20 minutes of playing time on Monday. And while SLAC finished conference play with a losing record of 2 wins and 3 losses, Josh says it was a very good experience, and he hopes his team can still qualify for the playoffs.
The 10 days that we spent together were really great. We came in as a team that wasn't really too familiar with each other, and we quickly began to gain that chemistry, which was really impressive with us meeting each other in those first few days. A lot of people gave our team compliments. They said they loved our style of play, entertaining, you know, fast. And we planned us to keep moving forward and building on what we did here. We finished 2-3. Wasn't the best, but we feel like we gave our best effort. We saw a lot of good things from our young players. We saw a lot of good things from the players that we brought in. So we don't have our heads down. We got our heads up, and we think that we'll got a pretty good shot at going to Kigali and making something happen.
Kigali is where the Basketball Africa League's playoffs and final will happen between May 21st and May 28th. But before that, the league will go to Cairo, Egypt for Nile Conference action from April 9th to April 19th. The top 4 teams in the Sahara Conference and the Nile Conference will advance to the 2022 Basketball Africa League playoffs. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington.
The Basketball Africa League is back. Voice of America joins forces with Africa's premier men's basketball league to bring you the second season of the BAL. 38 games, 12 teams leaving it all on the court in Senegal, Egypt and Rwanda to determine the 2022 season champion. Tune in to VOA 24/7, FMs and to our radio and TV affiliates for some action. Pre-game, play-by-play, post-game, daily highlights, delivered by our finest commentators. Basketball Africa League 2022 on Voice of America. May the best team win.
The Basketball Africa League is a partnership between the International Basketball Federation, FIBA, and the National Basketball Association, the NBA. In NBA action Monday night, the big highlight was a club record scoring performance by a big man for the Minnesota Timberwolves. And the AP's David Schuster has that story for us just ahead.
It was a huge night in the NBA, and the biggest performance was by Karl-Anthony Towns with a franchise record 60 points in Minnesota's 10-point victory over San Antonio.
None of this happens without my teammates really, you know, really saying, hey, we want you to have a chance at history, so especially as a center, so they have to pass me the ball. So for them to all be on some, you know, be on the same page about we want to give Carl this moment and give him a chance, it speaks volumes about the chemistry of this team.
Elsewhere, in a battle of two top teams and two MVP candidates, reserve guard Bones Highland had 21 points as Denver rallied from 20 down to beat Philadelphia.
We got so much fight in us, and I just kept telling my teammates, like, we're right there. Let's just keep, you know, staying, keep the game close and keep getting stops, and we're going to eventually, you know, get over the hump. And that's what we did. And I'm just so proud of my teammates just for, you know, the resilience and the will to keep fighting and getting over the hump.
Trae Young had 46 points as Atlanta beat Portland by 9, and rookie Evan Mobley had a season-high 30 points as Cleveland got by the Clippers in overtime.
Really just trying to come out here every game and have that sincerity and get these wins and just keep moving forward and keep getting better before playoff.
Other winners, Golden State, Sacramento, Toronto, and Milwaukee.
Sporty greetings. This is Masai Ujiri, the president of Toronto Raptors Basketball, president of Giants of Africa Foundation. You are listening to this Voice of America.
The Voice of America is broadcasting the Basketball Africa League games on radio in English, French, Kenya, Rwanda, Portuguese, and Wolof. Joining me now is my friend who oh so eloquently speaks the language of hoops. I'm talking about Prince Nesta. Sporty greetings, Prince.
Sporty greetings to you too, Sonny. You're making me feel like a basketball king.
Well, we'll talk Basketball Africa League, Prince, but first, I think we got to go back to some NBA and Karl-Anthony Towns. 60 points! 60 points, Prince, for the T-Wolves. Wow. Your
that
reaction.
Fantastic. That is an incredible achievement. And you know what, Sonny? He actually joins an elite list because the last player to actually have a 60-point game was Shaquille O'Neal, and he had a 61 for the Lakers on March 6th, the year 2000. And that was the day of his birthday. And, you know, Towns is actually the fifth center with a 60-point game, and he joins guess who? David Robinson, Wilt Chamberlain, George Mikan, and, you know, O'Neal, and yes, O'Neal, Shaquille O'Neal, David Robinson, and Wilt Chamberlain. Such an incredible performance. And, you know, just goes on to tell you that the new names are coming up in the NBA because you're tired of hearing of people like Kevin Durant, Giannis Antetokounmpo. But now at least there is a new sheriff in town, Sonny.
I like that. New sheriff in town, Prince. And yes, you know, I know we've been talking about some of the versatility of the big men that we've seen in Dakar Prince. And, you know, Karl-Anthony Towns, just to put it in perspective for our Voice of America listeners, he's a very good shooter. In fact, he won the three-point shooting contest during All-Star Weekend, which For a big man, Prince, that's pretty impressive.
Very, very impressive. And, you know, he's even in this particular match, he actually shot 19 for 31. Overall, just tells you how prolific he is. And another thing that he's really good at, Sonny, is grabbing rebounds. You know, he grabbed 17 rebounds in that particular match and, you know, finished 7 for 11 on threes. And so, yes, put your money where your mouth is, and I'll give you Karl Anthony Towns, as perhaps one of the most prolific basketballers that the NBA has right now.
Well, Prince, let's go to Dakar, where the action is wrapping up in the Sahara Conference. Only 4 of the 6 teams will advance to the playoffs in May. Fill us in a little bit, Prince, on where we stand in terms of the 4 teams that will be moving on.
Yes, absolutely. And I got to say kudos to Rwanda Energy Group, REG teams, you know, who actually have had a fantastic win, you know, cruising past Beira 89-94. They've done quite a fantastic job. And right now they're actually on top of the Sahara standings. Who would have thought that? A new team that is just coming into the competition, you know, it's their first time, quite inexperienced, and pulling major surprise wins and now topping the Sahara standings. Surprises do happen for sure. And yes, so there's going to be last 2 tickets up for grabs. And what's going to happen is that right now we have 1 and 2, that is REG tops the standings, then US Monastery. And then there's also another battle that is actually shaping up between the other teams. One of them should be AS Sali, which basically, if it wins the next game, they're going to finish 3rd in the conference and they're going to advance onto the next stage of the competition. But if AS Sali loses, then there is going to be a kind of a problem somehow. And there's going to be a point differential that will be used to determine the final 2 teams, because that will then mean that AS Sali will go 3-2, 2 wins, 3 losses. And then if Slack also has a 3-2, and then DUC will have won 2-3. And so that basically means that 3 teams will have 2 wins and 3 losses, and hence comes in the challenge of, you know, having the point differential to decide which team advances. And so there is a bone of contention, and this next game will mostly be watched around the world, basically because it's going to determine who wins and advances to the next stage of the competition and who remains. So I'm pretty sure that there are a lot of teams out there, especially, Slack and DUC also, you know, that are biting their fingers because they must win. And so it will really be a great match, a nail-biter for sure. And we can't wait to, you know, bring to you that match live.
Well, we'll be talking about that match coming up between AS Sali and the local team, Dakar University Club, coming up at the top of the hour. But let's look back at Tuesday's opening game, Prince. I can't help but mention Chibozwa. We keep saying his name, Chibozwa. Another outstanding game for Rwanda Energy Group. 28 points, leading all scorers. Also, Cleveland Joseph, he's been a key player. He had 21 points. But your thoughts on Reg's victory earlier Tuesday, Prince?
Oh, my goodness. Reg is kind of a prolific team. You know, they are very fast when it comes to breaks. And, you know, they also have played that defensive transition. And they really have offensive players who, you know, can shoot the three-point play and make the swish threes, which has really been working for them. Chibozwa is one of those prolific assassins that, you know, you talk about, and rightfully so, because he had 28 points in this particular match. And another player, actually, he's been referred to as the smiling assassin, Didon Dizeye, who actually scored 21 points and 13 rebounds, grabbed a whopping 13 rebounds and had 4 assists, in that particular match, big time for them. And, you know, what also makes Ray great is that not only one or two players can score, basically other players can score too. As you rightfully mentioned, you've got folks like Thomas Jr., who actually had 21 points in that particular match. They also have another American, Walker, who had 11 points, and Filer, who also had 9 points. And so this is a very, very well-balanced team, and you know, very unselfish passes. They pass the ball. They're very mentally and physically tough, and it's really, really tough to beat them because they really value every possession. And yeah, kudos also going out to Beira. They did their best. I mean, they came to this tournament thinking that, you know, possibly they could advance to the next stage and make Mozambique proud, but sometimes you just don't get what you want, and that happened. But Ubize had 17 points in this one. Mungwambe had 17. Perry, you know, had 15 points. Kennedy, 12. Nomamadi had 10 points. Kudos to them. They have made Maputo Mozambique really proud. And who knows what the next FIBA award, the next BAL competition is going to bring. Maybe they will come back and win it all together.
Yeah, you know, Prince, I really thought Beira had a great shot at advancing to the playoffs after I watched them for the first time, but it just wasn't meant to be. Perry had 15 points, as you mentioned, but maybe it was about gaining experience in such a high-level African competition, and maybe they can, you know, use that experience to do better in ball season three.
Absolutely. Experience, and yes, they really played well, because even this particular match, they lost 94-89. So it just tells you that a lack wasn't standing on their side. And yes, because even if you look at like the percentage points and you look at other things too, it's kind of, you know, was matching each other. Since if you look at the field goals, for instance, you know, Reg had 50 field goals while Beira had 48. And so it was kind of a close matchup. At this stage of the competition, Sunny, what I'm going to say is that even if a team loses, doesn't mean that they're bad or they really didn't play well and stuff like that, because these are really close matchups and we have to have a winner and a loser. Unfortunately, today it had to be Beira, but for sure, if it's a matter of gaining experience, they will come back bigger and better and better.
I'm VOA's Sunny Young, and if you're just tuning in, you're listening to special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. I'm chatting with a man who speaks so eloquently the language of hoops, Prince Nesta. And Prince, I've seen you, at least I've seen video of you. You do look pretty comfortable on the basketball court.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a prolific shooter. You know, not to be braggadocious about it, but as Sunny attests to seeing some of my clips. But Sunny, this will surprise you. My game that I really play so well, I mean, I would say I've played basketball, but not at that advanced stage. But the game that I've played at an advanced stage also starts with a B, and that's badminton.
Interesting. Is that a popular sport in Africa, Prince?
Yes, depends on what kind of, because I went to Kenya, I'm Kenyan myself, and depends on what high school you go to. So I went to a Catholic school that offered badminton, and yeah, it was kind of popular because I competed against a couple of folks, you know, especially from the city areas and major towns. And yeah, it is a gaining track for sure, but mostly, it's a lot of Asians often, you know, are associated with it. But yes, it's gaining traction, just like basketball is gaining traction.
Well, I want to go back to that opening game this evening, Prince. You mentioned how Rwanda Energy Group utilized the three-point shot as a weapon, and I'm checking out the official statistics now. Reg from Rwanda shot 55% from three-point land. They made 20 of their 36 three-point shots for a 55% percentage, which is outstanding from three-point territory.
Absolutely. And 3 points win games at this stage of the competition. Without 3 points, you are doomed, because the kind of defense that I see people like Manga playing down there, people like Majok, and some of these centers, the kind of defense that they do play is out of this world. And so the only solution is to have three-point plays. And, you know, they really widen up the margins, and that is something that has helped not only REG, but the other teams that have won these games, including AS Sally, because Tonglin has really been on fire as far as three-point plays is concerned. And, you know, Nshobozwa, goodness me, you know, he's just out of this world, fantastic player. And even US Monastery, they were very, 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 you know, they had prolific shooters who were very consistent and, you know, helped them win some of those games. And so, yes, I agree with you that at this stage of the competition, you really need those threes. But also, Sunny, there's one aspect that I think really played to REG's advantage. Their cheering squad, you couldn't even have imagined that they were playing in Senegal, because they really had a lot of fans cheering them. And, you know, I can't imagine the kind of support that they're going to have at home, considering the fact that the Patriots of Rwanda last year really, you know, received incredible support from the home, you know, supporters, including the president, Paul Kagame, Sonny.
Well, Prince, coming up in about 9 minutes, tip-off in Dakar with the local team, Dakar Université Club, taking on AS Sale. Stoglin, of course, will be one of the weapons utilized by Liz Mills in her offense. I think I heard that Stoglin, on average, Prince, puts up at about 10 three-point shots every game, which he likes to shoot from distance.
He does, for sure. And by the way, Sonny, you know, just inform our listeners that tomorrow, watch out for an interview that I've done with Eben Son, who's actually the team liaison manager, you know, who coordinates the team and the BAL. And so he actually talked a lot about Stoglin and how quiet he is. He's a loner. And, you know, he likes to play his guitar. And he's just a guy who just like having, enjoying nature and just in his own zone. And so watch out for that interview tomorrow.
We look forward to it, Prince. We look forward to it. You know, there was some video from Dakar with Stoglin in a team huddle, Prince. And I got to admit, I was a little annoyed because Liz Mills was very attentive and instructive to her players who were gathered around her. And Stoglin was sort of off by himself. Like you said, a loner, but it struck me as maybe not exactly being a good teammate. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, you may never get you may never get the real picture and stuff, but yes, it may come out of off of Dawi, you know, like he's not being a good teammate. But what I would attest to is what I've seen him doing on the court. Goodness me. You know, he reminds me of a couple of players who have been accused of, you know, being a little bit, you know, loners or doing their own things off the pitch, especially Ronaldinho, who was accused of, you know, partying even late at night when he had games the next day. And when he got onto the pitch, he was a magician. And so another player who also got into some of these things was Allen Iverson, Sonny. You know, you will recall then in the early 2000s, you know, the media was always in his case. But when he was on the court, he was a fantastic player. And so really, to me, I think what matters is what he's shown the court, Sonny.
That's a good point. That's a good point, yeah. Prince. Well, let's look at the home team coming up, Prince. What does Dakar Université Club need to do to beat AS Sale?
Yes, they need to stop being inconsistent. They have been very, very inconsistent in throughout the tournament. And, you know, it isn't impossible, actually, walking away with a win against AS Sale. It just needs some physical and mental toughness. And, you know, they should actually stop, you know, committing some fouls or getting into foul trouble. That's really going to cost them, because the AS Sale team, what I've seen so far is that they really know how to you know, put players into foul trouble. And, you know, you can attest to how, what they did to Crawford in the slack game that, you know, was played yesterday. And so they will really need to, you know, stop doing that. And they should also stop being a bit careless with the ball, because turnovers has really messed their game. And, you know, they should be super competitive in this particular match, and offense and defense, because as I usually say, defensive plays always influence offense. And so they really should really put in a lot of work, since they have to win this particular match. They should elevate their game to top-notch, and they should also be top-notch communicators when it comes to, you know, the playing against this particular organized Sally team, which is very dangerous, since they have Haruna, you know, they have the Spanish basketball player Massa, and it's really going to be a tall order for them.
Prince, you mentioned your upcoming interview with Abel Enson, the team liaison for AS Sale. Did Abel talk at all about Liz Mills and maybe some of her winning characteristics?
Absolutely. And, you know, I asked him about these, and he actually talked about what I was talking about yesterday, you know, the way Liz Mills is composed. Abel talked about that as compared to other coaches who, you know, are a little bit, not say dramatic, but, you know, they lose their composure at certain points in time. Liz Mills is really composed, and she has a lot of respect, especially from her players. She respects her players respect her back, and there's really a great you know, camaraderie, if that's the word, you know, in the changing room, in the rooms, because basically whatever is discussed back, you know, is like implemented on court and stuff. And one other important aspect that, you know, Abel talked about, because Abel was actually an assistant manager to Liz Mills when she used to coach the Kenya national basketball team. And she talked about, he talked about how Liz Mills basically uses video and film recordings, for instance. And, you know, it's very, very articulate, and at the same time also places a lot of emphasis on, you know, scrutinizing every move using these films and, you know, video recordings, and, you know, which really helps the team, and it really helped the Kenya national basketball team. And the same thing she's actually doing with the AS Sally team. So she had a lot of accolades and, you know, a lot of good things to say about Coach Liz Mills.
Well, Prince, coming up in just under 3 minutes, we'll have tip-off between AS Sale of Morocco and the local team, Dakar Université Club from Senegal. Prince, I know we talked yesterday about some of the disappointing fan attendance at some of these games, but I'm looking at the teams warm up right now in Dakar,
yeah,
and I can,
yeah,
assure you there looks to be a bigger crowd on hand. It looks like some of the local Senegalese fans are going to,
yeah,
make their presence felt this evening in support of the home team, which is always good. We got to have those seats filled, Prince.
Absolutely. That's very critical. And I also talked to Abel about that, because he's in Senegal and he's been attending these matches. And he said exactly the same thing he said yesterday, that, you know, the stadium is a little bit far away from where majority of people live. And so it's really hard getting there as compared to the Kigali Arena, which basically is just around town. And so that is really a critical factor. But, you know, if, you know, these fans turn up, then it's really good for African basketball and for the home team.
Okay, well, any final thoughts, Prince, as we get ready for tip-off? Do you think AS Sale is headed towards the playoffs in Rwanda?
This is really going to be a tough match, and, you know, I don't want to predict, because every team is going to be throwing everything that they've got as far as this particular match is concerned. Basically, some of the players, really quick word to watch out for, Terrell Stoglin, Amadou Abdoulaye Haruna, and on the other opposite team, you've got Cheick Bamba Diallo, Hamid Tariq, and Adama Diakite. And so it's really going to be a tough match. May the best team win, but we'll be right here to bring you everything as far as you know, BAL tournament is concerned.
Thank you, Prince Nesta. Prince will be back at halftime and post game for more hoops analysis It looks like the fans are dancing and cheering and yelling at the Dakar Arena, getting ready for this game between Dakar University Club and AS Saleh of Morocco. I'm VOA's Sonny Young. Thank you for joining us for this special Voice of America pregame show. We'll be back with you at halftime.
The world watching this from Africa. Yes, we are blessed to be at the Dakar Arena, Senegal, West Africa, for the final clash of the Sahara Conference. We've seen 14 games so far. This is number 15, and it is a massive clash because AS Saleh of Morocco, up in the northwestern corner of this wonderful continent, come up against Dakar University Club. A bit further south, it's an Atlantic Coast derby, if you like. Call it what you like. The fact is that AS Saleh and Duke can actually still qualify. It's the top four out of the six who can qualify. So, how do they win? Well, AS Saleh, if they win, they go straight through. It's automatic. But if Duke manage to beat AS Saleh by more than 19 points, they'll move up into the fourth position. And AS Saleh of Morocco will not go through. Is that clear enough for you, Q?
That is loud and clear, Mr. Robbie Knock. And it's going to be another fantastic game. I think it's a great way to end out the Sahara Conference. We've been blessed with a competitive basketball. Looking forward to it.
The Pirates of AS Saleh. Here they are. This is the team that will start with Haruna of Niger, Masser of Spain, Karachi, the Moroccan, Terrell Stoglin, the American, and Khalid Boukachou, the big center. Liz Mills, well, she's managed to get two wins out of four so far, the Australian coach from Sydney. And it's starting, the machine is starting to work. Can they deal with Duke, the home team? That's a big ask. Usher knows the answer to everything. What are your thoughts about this, Usher?
Well, obviously, it's going to be a very, very great game of basketball here. It's the last game of the Sahara Conference, and Duke are ready to bring the heat onto the court.
Oh, bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. We've got music, we've got culture. This is Senegal at its best, and we got some main players here on the floor tonight. It is going down to the wire. We started off with an incredible opening ceremony with a wonderful clash, of course, with Duke. We finished with Duke, who's still, well, they've still thrown their hat in the ring here. They're still capable of going through.
Well, that's why the crowd is out here. That's why we have an atmosphere in the arena, the home crowd, hoping that they can spur on this university club, the Dakar University Club. And, of course, that man right there, it's his birthday. And he would love to celebrate with the win. Diallo going to be out there. And let's have a look at the starting lineup, because Ali, Diallo, Lufile, Faye and Diop, the captain, getting a start today. And Diakite is going to come off the bench. And I think that's going to be another big factor. If Ali and Diallo get going, we could have ourselves quite a basketball game.
Well, and we, of course, there's Perfet Ajibon, the coach of Dakar University Club. A big crowd because, well, it's a big university and they are mad about their basketball here. And, of course, they're playing in their own backyard. Of course, they're going to be throwing absolutely everything into this encounter.
Well, we've been blessed with some really fantastic basketball throughout the Basketball Africa League, and we're going to be treated to some more of it, and we should be. This is the last chance for Saleh, last chance for Duke. they come off some really great performances, and I think Saleh, obviously, the team to look out for. Duke up against it, those 19-point deficit. It's hard enough picking up a win, but trying to do it in style, that's going to be tough going.
It is going to be, tough. But, you know, some of the basketball we've seen in this Basketball Africa League has been sensational. Just the clash that we saw earlier with Reg, who were just bombarding and raining three-pointers down in that little victory over Beira of Mozambique. We got so much more basketball that's going to be played now. The fans are absolutely, they're plugged in, aren't they? There's electricity, and they're having a wave-off between different stands, enjoying the drums. We've got a game here tonight. There is no doubt about it. And I hope that you are sat down in your saddles and you're ready to go because, well, this is going to be massive, massive indeed.
Well, we talked a little bit about who's going to be the role players for Duke, but let's talk about the Saleh bench as well, because Stoglin, the tournament, the conference's leading scorer, averaging 34 a game, he's going to get his score. Can they stop him? I don't know. Haruna coming off a 25-point performance yesterday, and Massa coming alive in the fourth quarter. Will that be a factor throughout this game? I have no doubt we will find out pretty soon.
Nice little moments here as everybody's just doing a check to make sure that, you know, it's all set up perfectly. We're ready for some basketball. We're ready to play. We're ready to get going. This is going to be thunderous. It's going to be a momentous occasion, and we're going to get in there and enjoy it every single second. Here we go. AS Saleh of Morocco with the in red, with Duke University playing in white. Here is Hamid Tariq Ali. Going for the drive, dropping the ball into the hands of the big man, Lufile, back out to Ali, and back off the metal, picked up by Stoglin. Stoglin, oh, he's just a joy to watch.
Open court, open floor, two steps, count the floater, he is fantastic.
He's been doing that since he arrived. He's been doing that since he was born. Big shot coming in from downtown there. From Bay, and Massa picks the ball up on the right-hand side. Massa tries for three, dropped a couple of those in their last outing, which was a massive game for them, when they managed to win that. Oh, that's the way to do it. The birthday boy kicks off his campaign in fine style with a three-pointer way out wide.
Steps into it, all rhythm, and that one rattles in for the first long-range bomb of this contest.
Stoglin, Fukushu. It's the big man, Fukushu. And he knows what to do. He's great at that. You know, using that big body of his, draining the two.
He has shown us that that's one of his go-to moves. He likes the over-the-shoulder right-hand hook shot, and he's got a nice touch. Gets that one to four.
Here is Fai getting the ball out wide. Diallo goes for the drive. Diallo out wide. Nicely done. Perfect pass to Lufile of the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Playing with the pep in his step right now, the birthday boy. He's definitely energized and looking like he's locked in for this one.
Good chance to get the ball to Massa. Massa, patience. But he just goes over the top. Tidied up by Lufile. Oh, it's a good scoring chance. Unselfish play and a fine score. First points for Diop.
That is lovely transition. The touch pass back to the open man and two more points.
Stoglin. Stoglin. And his points tallies have been absolutely incredible. The index and all of the big scores that he's been racking up as Karachi tries to drain the points there, and here they go again. Back out to the big man, Lufile, this time. Rebound taken by Massa. Haruna. Got Karachi down in the corner if he wants it. Back to Haruna of Niger. Oh, it's a sumptuous three-pointer from that man, Haruna.
When he released it, took a step back, knew that he got it in rhythm, and that was pretty as a picture.
A little bit of electricity in the Dakar Arena. Usher, what do you think?
It is electric, and I hope at some point you'll get to see me right there in the midst of the fans.
You're everywhere. Have you got the same moves, though? That's what I'm asking.
I'm trying to learn. It's not easy.
It's tricky. It's all about the footwork, it is.
Exactly.
There's Ali. Look at that.
What he does do on the jump shot is he elevates high. He might have a little bit of a height disadvantage, does Tariq Ali at 1.8 meters, but he tries to make up for it with his high elevation on the jump shot, that time drawing the foul, so he goes to the free throw line.
Yeah, five years playing in the NCAA. Originally from California, 28 years of age, and an acquisition pulled in just before the start of the competition to link up with Duke as they take the lead by two.
80% free throw shooter in this conference and knocking down those two with confidence.
Here is Stoglin. Gets the ball out to Bukashu. Bukashu twisting and turning. Nicely done. Oh, it's dream score there for Bukashu. He turned around. The pirouette was ballet style.
He goes deep into his bag there, and it was a fantastic footwork.
Well, five shots. Knocked off his guard by Karachi. Stoglin gets the ball out to Massa. Gets the ball into the hands of Karachi Bukashu again. And he'll try and find his way past Lufile. Bit of a battle between the big boys, but it comes out wide. Massa gets his 3 points off the ground. The Spaniard.
That was all Bukashu. He controlled everything in that position, made sure the double team came and kicked out to the wide open shooter.
Tariq Ali gets the ball out there for Diop. Diop, beautiful score as well. They're raining in those threes. The threes basically mean we get trees.
And more trees is a good thing for the environment, because threes for trees, of course, every three made results in three trees planted in the BAL's initiative.
I'm trying to create a green wall right across Africa from west to east. And Jake Bamba Diallo, the main man, birthday boy, sinking a beautiful score from down the right side there.
Second connection from long range. It's a two-point game now. Duke have the lead.
Haruna, very dangerous. Oh, it's passed back out wide to Stoglin. Massa gets it out to Bukashu. Loads of time and space. There's the rebound for Massa. Massa can't pick it up, and it's Diop who tidies things up with a defensive rebound. Long range down the left-hand side. Oh! He's at it again! Diallo!
Perfect three for Diallo. The birthday boy is on fire!
There's no better announcement there for the birthday boy. He's definitely enjoying this one.
9 points in the bag so far for the birthday boy. Karachi back to Bukashu. Haruna loves that long-range shooting, and look at the skill set on him. Sumptuous, so smooth.
Building on his 25-point performance from last night, Haruna looks like he's in rhythm as well.
Zakaria El-Mezbahi getting ready to come on. With Bukashu getting the ball to Haruna. Racing up court, goes for a shot. It's been blocked there very comfortably by Diop. And it's a turnover. Cutting inside, Fai using the backboard. Diop. Oh, Diop with an offensive rebound and a fine score. Duke in town.
That's a nice second chance opportunity, and that's composure underneath by Diop. It does that athleticism to pick up the board, but also composure to get the finish.
That's something that you've got, Q. Composure. And so is Bukashu. How on earth? Well, look at that. Brilliant scoring. And once again, we're going coast to coast with some beautiful scores.
They are playing free-flowing offense. Both teams, Bukashu, 6 points on that make. He's also playing with intent.
Tariq Ali with a drop in for three, but it's just come back out. Bouncing off the metal. And over to Karachi. Bukashu again up against Lufile of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Tries to get past the big man. A little bit of a battle taking place between those giants.
I feel like it's called for the blocking foul, and Bukashu just showing how really good his footwork is on the low post on the spin. Foul gets called, and there's going to be our first time out.
Duke 19, ASLE 17, time for a break. Back in a moment, so don't go away.
I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to Special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. Right now, we're in the first quarter, about 3 minutes left. Dakar University Club 19, ASLE 17, Prince Nesta. The local team feeding off that crazy crowd there at the Dakar Arena.
The name is Jack Bamba CB Diallo.
The birthday boy! The birthday boy!
He's a fantastic player. Goodness me, he always plays as a shooting guard, and we can see him really becoming a little weapon, you know, firing from all cylinders for the local team. And he's one of those players who's actually standing. He's, in 2013, he played at Basketball Without Borders camp in South Africa and was named the All-Star Game MVP.
Bukachu also off to a good start for ASLE, including some nice moves around the basket, Prince.
Yes, and this is really going to be titanic clash, because Ahmadu Abdullahi Haruna is firing from all cylinders. That's for the ASLE team. And so it's a really great thing to watch, is that the teams are not only depending on one player, but, you know, they're focusing. Other players are also shooting and scoring. Such a great thing. And, you know, it's always tough to know who's going to win if a lot of players are able to score or are in their best position to score. In this particular match. So we'll wait and see how this is going to turn out. But as I normally say, do not place a lot of emphasis on the first...
Prince, we're going back to the action in Dakar.
Duke Parfait is asking Lufile to be more aggressive in the paint when he comes up against Bukishu.
Easier said than done, isn't it, Q? Thank you, Asher. Massa, good rebound. Bukishu picks it up. Stoglin doesn't take it. Massa does. Massa gets rid of his man. But it's a flying shot off the backboard, but the shot clock means that it won't count.
And impressed on that one, Coach Liz Mills, as they can't get the shot up, but credit the defense, always credit the defense when the shot clock violation occurs.
Tarik Ali to the hands of Abel Abdurrahman Diop. Ball coming out wide, good opportunity here. Once again, he's at it again. Diallo! Into double digits goes the birthday boy.
Still perfect from the field, and it's a perfect start for him and Duke from the floor.
Boubacar Sané there, just up on his feet. He's the elevate player. The youngster has come through the NBA Academy as we see Bukashu trying to drop it in. Well, that's a fine score indeed. Drops it in for the two. 21-19 it is.
Not only providing floor leadership right now, Bukashu also being a scorer every time he gets the ball.
Good to see that Mass is staying on the court for the first 8 minutes. He's trying to find his confidence. It's Diallo. What on earth is going on? It's coming from there. It's coming from there. It's coming from everywhere.
He is completely on fire. He's got to get him the basketball now. That's another three for Diallo.
Massa driving through, trying to get himself the score, draws the foul. And the foul committed there by Abel Abdurrahman Diop.
14 points for Diallo. Wow, he's just gone red hot. This is Massa driving in, and just a little bit late, Diop comes across on the cover. Fourth three-pointer of the game. Diallo is giving himself a present at this point.
Well, he basically is Mr. Elevation, isn't he? Crikey.
His 2013 BWB Basketball Without Borders MVP that took place in South Africa. That's a long time ago, but, you know, building on that pedigree, he played for AS Douan last year, and now he is providing some scoring for Duke.
Yeah, but the thing is, Duke beat AS Douan to win Ligue 1 back in August last year as Ali tries to drop in for a big score. And, of course, now he plays for Duke, so he's part of that losing team. Oh, my word! That is a response of the highest order. This time, it's Haruna.
He is emotionless when he plays, but continues to just make big scores, and that's his third three from downtown.
Tialo trying to absolutely go past everyone. Listen, he's not just good outside the D, downtown, over the border. He's good right through when he comes into the city centre.
Right in between everyone. 16 points. Explosive first quarter.
And that's a great score from Stoglin as well. The response is immediate. But 2 points, and now we're all square. 45 seconds left on the clock. And we're all tied. We don't know where this is going. It's early doors. So much going on. Lufile, mid-range. Beautifully executed.
Got a chance to face up against Bukas. You created a little bit of space and the baby jumper fell.
Usher, what's going on? I need to catch my breath.
There's a lot of tension on both technical benches. You can see everyone trying to follow every detail there. But it is interesting to see that both teams are using the ball effectively and looking for the best option.
Last chance to score. No, he can't. On that occasion, just a little bit wide of the target. Stoglin, too late to get his score. I think it's good. I think the 2 points count. They definitely do. And that is a big score. The buzzer beater.
He definitely cut the shot off before, and I'm sure that they will just double check that. But no,
I don't think so. No, clock just above, you can see.
I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. After one quarter, Dakar University Club 28, AS Saleh of Morocco 26. It's a barn burner at the Dakar Arena. I'm joined by Prince Nesta. Prince Diallo, the birthday boy, as they said. He's giving a present to himself, Prince. 16 points.
He's inspiring everyone around him, you know, greatly. He's playing with a purpose. And, of course, fully focused, and it's a really intense match. But, you know, what he's bringing on to this team, and you'll recall, actually, Sunny, he played for AS Douanes in the last BAL competition, and so he's got the experience moving on to this one. And so it's really going to be great going forward, because he's a dependable player, and he's inspiring everyone around him.
54 points scored in the first quarter, Prince. This is shaping up as perhaps the highest scoring game of the Sahara Conference. Can they keep up this pace, Prince?
Oh, they better keep up, because this is what they need to win and proceed to the next stage of the competition. And they all know this. And so that's why you see they know what is in it for them, and they're really working hard towards that. So that score is going to change end of first quarter, 28-26. Who knows, the end of second quarter is going to be 60 to 50-something, Sonny.
Both teams shooting very well. Duke, 55% from the field. AS Saleh, 52%. Three-point line, Saleh has made 50% of its shots, 4 of 8, and Duke, 4 of 9, 44%. These teams are really shooting the ball, Prince.
Absolutely, and it might be the crowd factor too. Really well-attended match, and with a good atmosphere down there, making them play a little bit aggressive.
Well, let's go back to the action, Prince. Second quarter about to begin at the Dakar Arena.
Welcome back to the Dakar Arena. What have we seen so far? We've seen fireworks. We've seen everything. It was a near buzzer beater. You can see just above the basket there, above the ball, that it is zero. Still in the fingers. No score. Very, very close, though. I'm sorry, but Cheikh Bamba Diallo on 16 points going into the second quarter is massive. Massive. Nearly made it. Didn't make it. Tariq Ali out wide. And we'll go to Usher. Usher, what did you get? What have you got for us? Any spying?
Yes, any spying. A lot of spying. Diakite is on the floor. That could obviously give a break to Shadrack Lufile, who did an incredible job trying to stop Bukishu in the first quarter. Let's see what he contributes to the offense and also the defense for Duke.
And here we go with the heavyweights. Bukashin trying to get his way through. There's the tussle, the jostle, the battle. Massa tries to rip it out of his hands. Good work from the Spaniard. The foul has been committed. And it looks like, I think, who's it? I think that it's... is it Gomez, I believe?
It is Gomez. Gomez is going to get called coming in and trying to battle with Massa for that rebound. And you already see a little difference in the way that Diakite and Bukashu match up. Bukashu got baseline on him, but there was a hand on it. What didn't please Bukashu too much. That's how the offensive rebound came about. Massa back to the free throw line to try and tie this one up.
Interesting, you see the body language between Stoglin. They're talking with Bukashu and Haruna to understand, you know, they're passing on those little nuggets, those bits of information, the communication really working quite well. Diakite, he's got a new haircut for this final match, or a hair color, should I say.
Definitely visible now on the floor is Diakite.
Oh, come on, he was always visible. Come on, Q. Please, here he is, Diakite up against Bukashu, offensively. Skyhook in.
Well, you want to talk about visibility? That is visibility. Backing a big man down and getting close range for the two.
Stoglin downtown for three.
Can't keep him out the game, Stoglin.
Ayasali just nudging ahead by 1 point. Diakite takes the ball just in front of Bukashu. He's not budging an inch, is he? Look at this. Round the outside, round the inside. Where is he going? Looks for an option. Oh, it's another skyhooker. This time he can't get it over the top. And it will be Ayasali who get possession.
He's such a tough cover in the paint, Diakite, because of that left hand and his body size. Heard murmurs of people calling him probably the best back down player in this conference, and he sure has proved it.
And look what Haruna does. Finds a little bit of space. Very frustrated with that shot, but they get the ball back, and Stoglin for an attempt to try. Well, Massa gets the ball back. Oh, there's El Mesbahi. Another poor effort. It's going up towards Diallo. No, it isn't. Ali calms things down.
Couldn't get it on third chance opportunity.
See, that's a really good work. Just couldn't drop in, I'm afraid, that shot by Gomez. Stoglin. El Mesbahi, Bukashu, out wide to Haruna, gets it back to Bukashu. And picked up, and this should be a score by getting the ball down again. It's that man Diallo in a very good position. He's up to 18 points.
He was perfect from the field until that last miss of the first quarter, and he opens up here with that nice left-hand touch of the glass.
Oh, they've just stripped the ball, and it's made a turnover again. Does really well to get the ball back out. Gomez, Tariq Ali waits, and he drops it. Oh, it's just a smart move, but Diakite still doesn't go in. Diakite's second attempt. Well, I think that defensively, they need to get their rebounds, Ayasali, because you can't afford to give away three shots.
Well, both teams have just been guilty of not controlling the defensive glass. That time, Duke make them pay from close range.
Usher, an incredible atmosphere here. And a lot of tension on both benches. Where are you? Where are you? Oh, you're dancing. You're playing the drums up there, aren't you? You're
exactly
on the jumping.
Exactly. As I promised you before, that I will be right there with the fans dancing and being part of this ambience.
There's a three-point lead. Duke just moving ahead. It's going from one side to the other. We're going to take a small break back in a moment.
I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. Right now, we have about 6 minutes and 50 seconds left in the second quarter. Duke, the home team from Dakar, leading Ayasali of Morocco 34-31. Lots of end-to-end action. Prince Nesta, your thoughts on the game so far?
Just shows there's a lot at stake as far as this particular match is concerned. There's really a lot at stake. And as it turns out right now, Sonny, BEC will actually qualify, you know, and Ayasali will actually fail to advance to the next stage of the competition. Tough, tough matchup. You know, Bamba Diallo is firing from all cylinders. But what is happening to Stoglin, Sonny?
Yes, Stoglin has been very quiet at the start of this contest. we can't help but keep mentioning the birthday boy, Diallo. He now has 18 points, leading all scorers. And Duke really is feeding off the crowd right now, Prince.
Absolutely, and it's working to their advantage. They're using that because it's a well-attended match. The crowd is behind them. And so we'll wait and see how this matchup goes. But Tomlin should wake up and, you know, reduce sort of, you know, that energy that the crowd has and silence them a little bit.
Well, let's go back to the Dakar Arena and the action.
Yellow needs to get a breather. 18 points. That's not a bad little outing, is it? 4 from 5. 3 points. 1 assist. He's a man on a mission tonight. But it's very much a team performance. And at the moment, Adjibon's got the right mix, keeping it very tight, you said, Q.
Yeah, first quarter, no changes on the floor now. He's got to rotate just for fatigue. And this is the last game in the conference. He can run his players for extended minutes because he doesn't have to consider any other fatigue factors because it's the final game. It's do or die. Stoglin getting baseline and drawing the foul. Niang is in, and that's going to be a tough cover for him on the matchup.
Zakaria El-Mezbahi. Haruna gets rid of his man, goes high. Listen, he, under so much pressure, he's still able to get his shot in despite the fact that there was a defensive wall in front of him.
He is so skilled at shooting the basketball. He goes to 11 points and he takes the scoring lead as far as AS Sale are concerned.
And the drop in for Diakite just doesn't fall good, but they still get possession. Usher is... What's the word coming from the side of the court?
Well, listening in to Coach Liz Mills, she's saying they need to do better on defense, fight for that ball, box out on every possession, and give themselves a second chance to have the ball.
You know, it's one thing that stood out from the crowd that Liz Mills mentioned after the first win, and I'll mention it again. I mentioned it yesterday. Was 17 defensive rebounds. That's a wonderful score, isn't it, for Arden? 17 offensive rebounds that they missed that they scored points from, Slack, which is just unacceptable.
Yeah, they've got to control that defensive glass. We've seen it in patches here. Both teams are guilty of just allowing too much movement on the second chance opportunities, and they'll try and control that if they can.
Good chance for Gomez. Off the metal, picked up by Stoglin. It's a one-point game. And it's the men in red, the Pirates of Morocco, who are in charge. Azurga goes short there with Tariq Ali picking the ball up and driving uptown into the hands of this man, Tieno Ibrahima Niang. Go miss again. Boys, that's a big foul, isn't it, by Diakite?
Rushing in and just... recklessly coming into the paint, trying to chase down that ball. It's a big body, and it's going to be very difficult to get out of the way or move, and comes over almost clumsily and bundles into that man, Koraichi.
Sofiane Cordu. But the fact that they've got 14 fouls now, they've got to be a little bit careful. We're not even past the halfway mark in this second quarter.
Sale with no fouls, and it's quite a big discrepancy.
And in comes Abudu, who will definitely be great help in the paint for Diakite.
Zuga, loads of time. It's a second air ball, isn't it?
Second air ball, second time he's been wide open. And maybe time to consider moving the basketball now to a better shooter, trying to get more passes in on every offensive possession.
And look at this change coming in. Liz Mills immediately goes straight to another player. Abderrahim Nadjar is going to come on.
He hasn't seen much time, only 3.5 minutes. Hasn't scored any points yet, but he's definitely a big body.
Big shot from Niang. And picked up by Jordan Abadou, who's didn't play any minutes in the last outing for Duke. Azuga gets knocked off his feet. Boubacar Sané, the player, driving through. There's the man of the moment, isn't it? 18 points for Diallo. He was almost off balance, wasn't he, Q?
He was falling to the ground already, and Boubacar Sané going into his own bag. That first step, dangerous. And yes, there's some encouragement for Azuga as he heads to the bench, but he's going to have to think about it just a little bit. compose himself and hopefully he'll get back in.
Yeah, words of encouragement and taps on the back from Liz Mills and the assistant coach, of course. Good score there for Diakite, finally finds his place in the paint.
When he gets it inside the paint, he's unstoppable because that left hand and his knowledge of how to use the rim is great.
Haruna just tapping the ball back to Stoglin. It's a beautiful three-pointer from down in the corner, dropping it in just to say hello.
He keeps reminding you that you can't forget about him.
Oh, it's good. El Esbayi, he's going up for the layup and a good steal there, 2 points. And that comes as a great little bonus, that does, for AS Sally, who take a four-point lead with four left on the clock.
Yeah, it's danger time now for Duke as Saleh's starting to get into the offensive flow.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young. You're listening to Special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. Right now, we've got about 4 minutes left in the second quarter. AS Saleh of Morocco leads Duke, the home team from Dakar, 40-36. I'm joined once again by Prince Nesta. Prince, Saleh kind of opened up a little bit of a margin with that steal there right at the end.
Absolutely. And looks like DUC's defense is crumbling. And that's one thing that they don't want to do, open up their defense against this dangerous AS Saleh team with very dangerous offensive shooters. And so that's one thing that I think they should work on as they proceed in this game.
I know you mentioned Stoglin, and he did just knock down a three-pointer from the corner, so he's got 10 points. And I think he might be ready to exert himself, Prince.
Absolutely. Great players. They know how to control the game and play at different speeds. And, of course, he's playing slow but can be very, very effective. And that's one thing you have to watch out for him.
Prince, let's go back to the Dakar Arena and the action.
Coach Parfait is trying to see if he can continue with that hot hand. He's already dropped 18 points in the game so far, and we're still in the second quarter of this game.
Well, it's going big as well. He's got Babacar Sané, who's just got to take his arm sleeve off. It's causing a clash. Got Lufile coming back in. Or rather, Jordan Abudu coming back in. He hasn't seen court time for a little bit. And then he goes with Diakite. Some size to match the size of Saleh on the floor.
And Niang working with Laman Diallo out to Abudu, the Frenchman. Sané. Boy, losing control there. Just running into too much trouble there. There's a lot of traffic. Not the right move.
They're trying to force the offense. The airman got to pick his moments and read the defense a little bit better.
Here is that man, Nadja. And a foul that's been committed. You can just see it's Niang who will pick up the foul on that occasion.
Niang tasked with trying to guard this walking bucket that is Stoglin. He's going to try and stay close, might even be a touch over-aggressive, and that's why they pick up that fifth team foul. And so now you send one of the tournament's leading free throw makers to the free throw line, 83.3% free throw shooter, less than ideal.
Yeah, 3:25 left on the clock, so we're going to come up here every time that there is, a major foul, of course, and they're going to extend their lead, 36-40. Liz Mills calm at the moment, watching on. Mukesh, who's not calm though, is he? He's always got something to say.
He's a leader, and he leads from the front. He's not scared. He's a vocal floor leader. Sometimes you don't only need a coach, but you need someone on the floor to help spark players, and they've now extended their lead up six. Duke need a score.
Niang, Diakite with Abadou. Sofiane Cordu complaining that there was a little bit of contact there, and I think that it might actually be... No, it's for a different incident, in fact, isn't it, Q?
Yeah,
it's Nadja.
Yeah, Nadja and Diakite getting locked up, and I think the referee's just seeing a little bit of niggle trickling in, so they're going to try and call it a bit tighter to negate this aggression that we're seeing.
Yeah, but he's the perfect player to get in the way of Diakite, isn't he? You know, big, burly guy, pretty much the same size. Oh, it's a great score, isn't it? Look at that. Diallo is absolutely killing it tonight.
21st half points for the birthday boy, and they can ride. They should continue going to him. When a scorer is this hard, just set a pick or isolate him. Let him go to work.
He's definitely going to work. He's going to work on Ayers Sally from distance up to the free throw line to try and reduce the arrears. Oh, the extra point doesn't drop.
Constant movement and changes as Babacar Sané comes into the paint now, and Diakite is going to head all the way back.
In it goes. Fans are enjoying this. They are moving and grooving as if it's going out of fashion. This is what Senegal is all about. Celebration of music and colour and basketball as well, Q. We are loving it here in Dakar.
Dakar has been great in terms of atmosphere. The basketball has been second to none. Now there's a contest again on who got the last touch.
Yeah, the Ayers Sally players going, getting a little bit rattled on that occasion.
And this time, the contest does work, and Sally do win. They pick up possession.
Yeah, there's not too much complaining from Che Bamba Diallo. I think he knew. Nearly got away with it.
Yeah. Abadou looked like he did get the last touch on that.
Haruna coming back off the metal over the other side. Picked up by Niang, straight down into the corners. Boubacar Sané unselfishly gets the pass back to Diallo. Niang's just to the right of him. See what he can create. Oh, he doesn't. Gets the ball out to Sané. Sané gets his hands on it. Kind of. Is that a foul by El Mesbahi? Nope.
It was
just knocked off. Yeah,
just a little touch on the back of it, but yeah, almost a nice move by Sané. Timely hand there by El Mesbahi.
Oh, look at that. Diakite. Oh, if that had gone in, that would have been something special from Abadou. Haruna around the outside, goes down, tries to drop in. Oh, it's a beautiful bucket.
We are watching masterful scoring on both ends. Haruna, one of the best, and so is Diallo.
Up to 13 points now. Abadou goes through, tries to drive through. Doesn't drop. Stoglin, 1:50 left on the clock. And battle of the big men. Oh, it's a little bit too hard. Comes back out from the big man, Nadja.
It was the right move. He went to just the unkind bounce on that attempt to go glass. Steal.
And Abadou not making the right pass. That's a good score. That is from Stoglin. You just can't leave him unmarked, can you? 39-46, 7-point lead now with 1:23 for the end of the first half.
Diallo runs into trouble on the baseline block, and now it's again a chance for Sally in transition.
Zakaria Mesbahi with a shot that comes back off the metal over the back. Picks up a chance for Diallo. A little touch by El Mesbahi to get the ball back into the hands of Haruna. It's the last minute we go. Karachi, look, oh, yeah, Cordu, sorry. And another failed, foiled attempt, this time from Sané. Defensive work, very top quality there.
Maybe some fatigue creeping in. We've seen some poor executions on the offensive end. Just finishing the issue for both teams here.
Stoglin draws the foul from Boubacar Sané.
Well, Sané is definitely a fierce competitor. There's no love lost, and that's a hard knee
into the side, isn't it? Yeah, Stoglin pulled back up to his feet. Should be okay, but I think the ribs got a bit of a hit there. 39-46 is a timeout for Dakar University Club.
They trail by seven.
I mean, that's a dangerous situation sometimes. He came in with a lot of velocity, could have winded him just a little bit, and also can cause a little bit of a hectic contusion. And this was that pass by Haruna. And going with his offhand on that one, Stoglin, as he continues to compile his points, 14 for him. And you can't say quiet points. He just has the knack for scoring.
It's you know, he fills up the gaps when the other teams aren't scoring because he's always there just to make sure that they stay very much in arm's reach. Haruna is the top scorer for Sally, 15 points.
Stoglin can give you a score whenever your team runs out of ideas. It's just his way. He has a way of creating inside and outside, and that's why I think ASL love him so much. He's a great scoring resource, especially when the offense runs dry.
Asha, are you there?
Yes, here I am, just listening in to Coach Liz Mills saying that whenever there's a pick and roll, stay with your man, because anyone on that team can shoot the ball.
Yeah, she's got a good point.
Asha, as always, giving us those unique insights coming out of the respective benches, and invaluable it is at times. Asha,
she sometimes disguises herself as a player by putting on the gear and stuff, you know, sitting on the end of the bench. I've seen you.
You caught me.
Stoglin draws the foul, goes to the free throw line. He's now his team's top scorer, 16 points, just moving ahead of Haruna. Massa ready to come on maybe pretty soon. He's got 7 points himself. Played the entire first quarter. Well, we're just going to...
I think they're going to do the shot clock again. And referees are just making an adjustment to the shot and game clock. Stoglin, 16 points, has taken the lead up to 9 for ASLA. And that's just a little bit of breathing room before we head into the half. This should be, or this possession will be taken late into the shot clock once they confirm how much time left on the shot and game clock.
So the officials today, Greg Dandridge of the United States of America, and the umpires Sarah El Shanoubi of Egypt and Uiba Claudio of Angola.
Well, happiness there from Sarah Arshal-Nubi, who's just confirmed that it is 17 seconds on the shot clock, 19 seconds on the game clock. So 2 second differential between shot and game clock. Or is that the case as we wait again? Is just confirmation? And yes, it seems that that's correct.
But at the same time here, we're just moving with the rhythm of all of these dances here. You know, I got it down to a T. Usher is going to be jealous. Tieno Ibrahimanyang spent some time in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Here he is, getting the ball out to the star man for this Duke team, Diallo. Well, let's see where this is going.
1.9 seconds.
The call will be made. Yep, 3.5 seconds left on the clock, but I think it's Nadjo who claims that it should be for ASLA. I think he had the last touch, to be honest with you. I think Duke should have possession. We'll see from the rebound. Let's have a look. Look, he taps the ball out.
Oh, it's even tough to call from there.
Well, my call was right, it looks like. I get it right sometimes. There's a long range for, well, not enough time, I'm afraid. And there you have it, the end of...
There should still be 1 second left. I saw the call from referee Al Shanoubi, so we'll have 1 second on that game clock.
Just gone back up, you're absolutely right.
And it looks like Liz Mills is going to call a timeout and try to utilize that 1 second, see if they can't get value for this possession. And they're going to set something up.
Why not? 39-48. And, you know, good game management. You've got to use the time wisely. You've got to be smart about your decisions. She got it right, you know, in their win, their 10-point win over Slack. You could see that she was a lot more active with her players. She managed to communicate and understand a little bit more. She's not really taking advantage of this timeout to find out what she's going to do. But you saw that the key word, I think we mentioned it so many times, the chemistry was really good between her and her players after the last victory.
Well, I think it's also been a feature, and we've spoken about it a little bit. The coaches haven't had much time with their teams just before. And Stoglin and Liz Mills, you know, trying to figure out how to make this work. I think they're starting to find some joy. We've seen some better executions on the offensive end. And here a chance now for... This is the coaching part of the game. You know, drawing something up and seeing if they can get an execution. The fans, of course, are involved and engaged with what's happening because we've been given a spectacular show so far. And there's going to be a chance for them to just try and get this execution.
There's also a good thing, and that is that Stoglin produced more assists in the last game in that win over Slack than he has done in any other games, you know, so far here in Dakar, which basically means that he is, you know, now becoming more of a team player, you know, around all of the other players, because we know that he can produce a one-man show whenever he wants.
Well, the team looks like they do warm to him. They like the work that he does on the floor, and it's completely understandable. Let's see what the result is of that timeout.
Well, talking about the timeout, it is to have a box play, I should say, and quickly attempt that buzzer.
And, well, it just doesn't drop, does it? So it doesn't matter. We will still have the same scores, 39-48. So a really fine operation for AS Sally, who lead by 9 points over Dakar United.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and you're listening to special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. Halftime at the Dakar Arena. AS Sale with a 9-point lead over the local team, Duke. Dakar Université Club 48-39. And I'm joined for some halftime analysis by the eloquent hoops language speaking Prince Nesta. Welcome back, Prince.
Thank you very much, Sonny. You know, that introduction, goodness me, it puts a lot of pressure on me now.
Well, Prince, but, you know, yeah. I know you thrive on pressure, though, Prince. You do.
You got to do what you got to do, man. But fantastic, for sure. And, you know, I'm kind of wondering why DUC all of a sudden started crumbling. You know, they started off so well, and all of a sudden they're putting their feet off the pedal. You know, and I'm thinking possibly it's because they're not so strong on the ball, Sonny.
You know, Prince, I was thinking the same thing. I mean, blistering first period between the teams, and they kind of slowed down. I'm talking about Duke in the second period, and I wonder if maybe, you know, maybe they just sort of they lost their spirit after, you know, being energized by that home crowd at the start.
Absolutely. And, you know, they are very poor at converting. You know, some of their conversions, they were missing. Instead of, you know, aiming, they were totally missing their shots. And that's one thing that you don't want to do in this stage of the competition, especially against a tough team such as AS Sale, which has got plenty of experience having played in this particular tournament last season, you know, last year, that is. And so, really, I feel like they should increase their energy and enthusiasm. And sometimes, as you rightfully mentioned, honestly, Sonny, when you've got plenty of fans in the stadium, might work both ways. I was actually thinking about this because, you know, you might actually work with the pressure that they put place upon you, or at the same time, you might crumble because, you know, fans just want to see their teams win, and it places a lot of pressure on the players. And being an inexperienced team in this particular competition, such as DUC, you know, it might be working against them, Sonny. What's your opinion on this?
Well, Prince, I think initially Duke really was the birthday boy. Diallo definitely kind of taking the team on his shoulders in that first half, although he did cool off in the second period, but he has 21 points at halftime, leading all scorers. But other than that, Prince, not a lot of other contributions coming from Duke.
Absolutely. And, you know, I have to give it up to them. You know, Duke is one of the few teams that doesn't have that much of American influence, you know. A lot of these are local-based players. At least when you look at teams such as Sally, you know, you talk of Terrell Stoglin, you know, you talk of the Spanish influence of Alvaro Calvo, Amasa. And, you know, when you look at the Duke team, basically it's just a lot of, you know, local players. But, you know, at the same time, they've got a couple of players such as Adama Diakite, who's basically played in the University of Philippines. And, you know, they also have Bamba Diallo, who, you know, has featured in so many tournaments, and he left for the United States to play high school basketball in North Carolina. But that's the, you know, little experience that basically he has. And so that can be an influence, especially at this stage of the competition, since a lot of these players who played in the NBA or who've been featured in the summer leagues and, you know, have had that much of experience can really prove a difference, especially in this stage of the competition. So that might be also be an issue, especially in regards to experience, Sonny.
Well, Prince, I'm taking a look at the box score now, and Saleh getting the bulk of its scoring from its backcourt. Stoglin leading the way again with 16 points. He's averaging about 34 points a game during this tournament, so he's right on his tournament average pretty much with a team-high 16 points. One player for Saleh I really like a lot, Prince, is Haruna, the Niger man. Such a smooth, calm, elegant player. He has 15 points at halftime, and he provides kind of a contrast to Stoglin, who, you know, can be herky-jerky out there and hoisting those three-pointers, and Haruna is just kind of like an assassin out there, Prince.
I like that. Yes, Haruna is definitely an assassin, just as you've described him. You know, he's got a lot of high basketball IQ, you know, and also has a lot of basketball experience, you know. He's played here in the United States. And if I'm not wrong, he might have actually, you know, played with our friend Czech Piore, but, you know, I will confirm that. But basically, he has played for, you know, the University of Miami basketball team. That's the Miami Red Hawks. You know, he was born in Niger and has also played in a lot of competition. You'll recall that last season he was in the Cameroonian FAP basketball team. And, you know, he led FAP in scoring 19.3 points per game. And so this is a really dangerous player and key player for them. So, you know, I'm not really surprised as far as that is concerned. Yesterday, Slack tried to contain him, but, you know, he works well under pressure, just like me. When you try to contain me, you know, I fire from all cylinders, and that's Haruna for you, Sonny.
Yes, he is. He fires from everywhere. Well, I'm VOA Sonny Young, and if you're just tuning in now, you're listening to special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. We've reached the final game in the Sahara Conference between AS Saleh of Morocco and Duke Dakar University Club from Dakar, Senegal. Right now we're at halftime and AS Saleh leads 48-39. You know, Prince, I mentioned a couple of those international players for AS Saleh, Stoglin and Haruna. And kind of get your thoughts. The way the league is currently set up, each team is allowed four foreign players. Two can be from outside of Africa, for instance, like Stoglin. And the two others have to be from within Africa. That's why we see teams like Slack with some Nigerian influence on their team. But do you like that setup, Prince, where, you know, you have two players from outside of Africa and two players from within Africa as part of your foreign contingent? Or would you like to see another type of quota?
Absolutely. As a global citizen, at least that's how I view myself, an internationalist, I basically agree to that. I like when different people who bring in sort of different experiences, different cultures, you know, gather together and learn a lot from each other, basically. And so this is really crucial, since you've got some of these players who are from America, some who've been featured in the FIBA European League. Last year we saw players come from Lebanon, all the way in Lebanon, and, you know, made a huge difference as far as, BAL inaugural tournament is concerned. And so, yes, this is something that is really key. But one thing that I've been wondering, Sunny, have you ever figured out possibly how, let's say, language differences possibly play out? Because you've got players who speak French, you've got players who speak English, you've got players who speak Spanish. And so I'm wondering how the coaches basically are trying to manage some of these things.
That's a good question, Prince. I mean, even, for instance, like someone like Liz Mills, Australian, as far as I know, she does not speak Arabic. I mean, I could be wrong on that end, but I got to believe she probably employs some local Moroccan translators, when she's in the huddle or when she's trying to reach a player that maybe doesn't speak English. I would think they must have some translators on board.
Absolutely, absolutely. But that's powerful. Just shows you how, you know, basketball basically cuts across borders, cuts across boundaries, nationalities, race, you know, language, anything. And that's the beautiful, you know, basketball that we all talk about and stuff. And so it's really great for African basketball. And hopefully very soon, I don't want to see these guys only in the BAL tournaments. I want to see some of these names go to the NBA. And show Bozo, for instance, and he could make a really great shooting guard, and he could give Steph Curry a run for his money.
he's also, you know, he's also good defensively, Prince. I mean, he can really, he's fast. I mean, he can get up and down the court, and he really applies good defense to opposing players. So yeah, I mean, maybe he could be a situational type guard in the NBA.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I'm just hoping that possibly I would have been in Senegal, because I hear they have some good chicken, lamb, peas, eggs, and beef down there. Their cooking style is a little bit different from others and their spices. So I would love to next time possibly visit Senegal. Have you been I think you might have been to Senegal, Sunny.
The closest I've been to Senegal has probably been Ghana. I have been to Ghana and Nigeria. I have not been to Senegal, and I would love to visit someday. I hear Dakar is quite lovely, and I've seen video of the city, and I know the Senegalese have had so much to celebrate recently, Prince, especially with the Lions of Taranga lifting the Africa Cup of Nations trophy. And that I know that set off celebrations throughout Dakar and other areas of Senegal, for that matter.
Absolutely. And I think you might be forgetting, and you might have told me this, you took one of those long flights to South Africa, and I think you landed in Senegal to maybe refuel or something.
Oh, you are correct. You have quite the memory, Prince. But I didn't get off the airplane. It was more of like, you know, it was a refueling stop, so I didn't get to see much of any of Senegal, for that matter.
I would still airports do count, you know, so I would still count. Absolutely. Yeah, I've been to so many airports myself, and sometimes I usually count them, you know, at least you breathe the air in that place, and yeah, should be a good look. But as far as the second half coming up is concerned, I'm thinking it's going to be the battle of the, you know, coaches. Tactically, I think both coaches are really advanced. But Liz Mills is coming out really to be great and knowledgeable about the basketball game. You can see the kind of management and the way she's actually basically controlling this game, taking timeouts when they're needed. And, you know, her energy, involvement, communication, and you can see it in the players, the development is really key, and it's going to be really key in the second half.
Well, Prince, maybe you can quickly review the Sahara Conference standings for our listeners. Should Sale hold on to this lead and go on to win, they're through to the playoffs. What other team will be joining? Our teams will be joining them in Rwanda in May.
Absolutely. So right now, REG tops the group. They have already qualified to the next tournament. They have already advanced, and then US Monastic comes in third. If AS Sale beats DUC, they will finish third and they will qualify. And then it looks like either SLAC or DUC, they might look at the head-to-head, since both of them will have two wins and three. Actually, SLAC will qualify. Sorry about that. So SLAC will qualify as the fourth team from this particular group. And so it will be US Monastir, REG, and then AS Sale and SLAC will advance.
Well, there you have it from Prince Nesta. And the teams are still out there warming up, Prince. Stoglin is taking a foul shot or two, and he's got a big smile on his face. I think that shows that they're feeling pretty good about their position right now, Prince. Do you think they're going to hold on to the lead at this point?
Yes, I do think they're going to hold on to the lead. Although in basketball, you never know what's going to happen. It only takes 3 points. Plays and they're back. DUC is back in it. So we'll wait and see. But AS Sale is such a dangerous team and they're pretty experienced. They know how to hold on to leads.
And one more player of note, Diallo for Duke. He has 21 points on his birthday. A very nice present for himself, Prince. But I think a bigger present would be his team winning this game, don't you?
Absolutely. Well, both, actually. You know, he's making a name for himself. Who knows? He might be in the NBA sometime. And then for his team, of course. But he should continue firing from all cylinders and take up the role of being the leader of that team.
Okay, there you have it from Prince Nesta. And Prince will be back, I hope, time permitting, for some post-game thoughts. Let's go back to the Dakar Arena. AS Sale leading Duke. 48-39.
In the fourth position. But if they don't, AS Sale will finish in the top four. Slack will finish in the fourth position. AS Sale will move into the third position because they've got a better... They beat them. So, and it goes on head-to-head, you know, going against each other. So it means that Liz Mills and AS Sale in the driving seat at the moment, but anything's possible. We've seen so many crazy things, Asha, haven't we?
Yes, crazier things have happened in basketball, but AS Sale look like they are in control of their own destiny. They've looked like that from right at the beginning of the game. Stoglin and Haruna combining for incredible basketball there. Let's see what they have to offer for the second half of this game.
Looking forward to it, Asha. Thanks very much. We'll see what... Massa's going to start the third quarter, of course, as Haruna has a real good big chat there with Sarah El-Sharnoubi.
And you very rarely get to see Haruna do anything else other than score on the court. And obviously just trying to address some of the interpretations and trying to see if he can win over the referee. We do that as players, you know, just a polite nudge and hopefully it goes your way. It doesn't always work out, but good to just get some additional insight before the start of a half.
Diallo back on court with Ali. There's two of the sharp shooters, Diakite. Big strong team, of course, with Basaru Bar just in front of us. Buka Shute goes to the bench to take a breather. Big game coming on, and a very important third quarter. Duke didn't manage to play their third quarters. Let's see what they can produce here. It is Senegal against Morocco. It's Duke against AS Sale. Q.
Their third quarter going to be so, so crucial. They've had two good third quarters and two not so good ones. They have a good one here. They set themselves up for being competitive in the fourth, and they've got to fight back because they only scored 11 in the second quarter.
Yeah, that needs to change. Need to get that sorted. Diallo will have possession here. Just ball got knocked out by a Sally player. Tariq Ali Basarobar trying to understand what's going on here. Ball comes back out to Diop. Diop to Tariq Ali. Little bit of space, tries to get ahead of Stoglin. Short. It falls his shot. Nadja, Kordu, Haruna, Massa, Stoglin. Here is Massa. Is Kordu up against Diop? What can he do? Oh, that's a good little drop into the hands of Massa. Gets the ball back, gets knocked off his feet. Loses possession. Tariq Ali goes down into the corner. Long range for Diallo!
Picking up where he left off, Diallo knocks down his first jumper rub this third quarter and ride the high hand, I say, ride the high hand, 24 points.
24-point tally so far. Here's Haruna. Five of his 6 three-pointers. Haruna goes for the mid-range. The attempted tap and good defensive play there from Diop out to Tariq Ali. Oh, it's easy. Diakite straight through the middle. He wasn't being watched there by Nadja. Didn't get back in time to defend.
Well, that's also the 10th assist for Ali. His court vision being credited here. That's just great ball distribution.
And all of a sudden, there's a 4-point difference. It's a lovely little layup that was from Nadja. Just threading it up and over.
The value of an extra pass again inside the paint. Kordu sees Nadja wide open, and that was a nice scoop layup.
Loads of space out wide and a chance for Diop to try and drop it in, and he gets the foul. That's a big score.
On the drive from the baseline, the contact by Kordu, who's late on the recovery, and the offense working here in a variety of ways for Duke. It's a great start to the third quarter.
Kordu just stepping into him, and that's all it took for the whistle to get blown. Here he is, trying to drop it in from the free throw line. 3 points separating the two teams. The Senegalese fans, a lot of these university. Diakite.
Ideal start for the home fans of Duke as they fought their way back here. This is again hustle play as Diakite tries to keep it alive and the big body goes down trying to keep it. You love that effort if you're a coach. Ajibon looking on.
Yeah, he's busy on the side of the court, isn't he? Massa. Diakite commits the foul. Got to be careful. It's just their first foul. One on either side so far.
And only Diakite's second foul. No real foul trouble on either side. There's still plenty to give for both teams.
Stoglin in possession. Goes for a long range. 3-pointer. Off the metal it goes. And Diallo watches the ball bounce out. They'll get the ball back, Duke. Not hitting his range, Stoglin at the moment. Still on 16 points. Here is Ali. Diop. Massa. Stoglin. He's got Kordu down to the right. He's got this man here, Nadja, on the left. That's a nice little maneuver. That is beautifully done. Haruna dropping in the two.
They have two lethal scorers. Whenever one goes dry, the other one able to just lift the offense, and that's 2 points for Haruna.
Who's up to 17? Sorry, Usher.
You'll have to add Massa to that conversation, otherwise Key will have some explaining to do at the end of the game.
You're absolutely right.
Quite correct, Usher. Quite correct. That's Ali hanging in the paint, and this time he draws the foul, so he gets a chance to go to the free throw line. Like I said, he hasn't had his most explosive offensive game so far, Hamid Tariq Ali, but 10 assists, playing ball distributor, and he's just reading his role and trying to find where he can best assist the team. He is averaging 16 throughout conference play. There's 28 minutes of play, and he's an 80% free throw shooter from the line.
From the lion.
From the lion.
Puka shoes on. And it is Adere Naja who's gone off. It's Tarek Ali, 100% from the free throw line. 11 assists.
Been fantastic distributing the ball, finding the open shooters. And it's not only been outside, it's also been on the interior. Earlier in the tournament, Filer, of course, started with that 16-assist game.
Look at it, it's in, it's in. Smash it in. Diop downs the basket there. Big score. Big, big statement there indeed from Duke.
And that assist record, just bringing it into our realm of consideration, was 16 assists by Filer of Rig. This is a drive to the rim and a throwdown. Tomahawk. Just a single hand flush. It's assault. That's what that is.
Big, big score that was from Abdel Abdurrahman. Diop. 11 points for him. Up into the double digits now. Haruna around the outside. Gets the ball back to Bukashu. Goes for the drive through the middle. That's nicely done. Honestly, for a big guy like that, his soft touch, it's just a delightful maneuver. He's poetic with his slick moves. Ali drops it for two.
Looking to find his offense now as well is Ali. And if he does that, it's going to be tough going for Saleh. 1 point game.
Oh, Massa just knocked off his feet. A little bit of frustration there, no foul. And the ball comes out. It's a good chance for a layup for two. Basirobar, in his second year with Dakar University Club, showing us what he's capable of doing. It's a 1 point game, but it's Duke who are in charge at the moment.
And they've turned a 9 point deficit into a 1 point lead. They've done a lot of great work here in the third.
Haruna. Oh, look at that for a pass. Unfortunately, Bukuru can't smash it in. Tarek Ali picks it up. Cheikh Diallo's in the corner if he wants him. But he goes for Diakite. Unable to drain it.
Another fantastic pass. Diakite just bumped. Couldn't get the ball to go. And there's a foul committed now. Bar on Stoglin.
Trying to rattle Ayer Sally and all of these big players in the squad. That was the foul from Bar.
Only Dirk's second foul. That's second foul, or rather first foul on Basiruba.
Diakite on two fouls, Niang on two fouls. Besides that, no one else has gone beyond that. Well disciplined so far, and Haruna unable to get his three. Goes to Diallo. Diallo cuts inside. It's going all the way. Of course he is. The way that he cut inside to get rid of Haruna. And that is going to be a timeout. Of course it is. 55 points for Duke. 54 for Duke. As that man, Diallo, provides us with...
I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. Duke from Dakar, Senegal, has come roaring back from a halftime deficit. They now lead AS Saleh of Morocco by 3 points, 57-54. I'm joined once again by Prince Nesta. Duke really showing its spirit, Prince.
Absolutely, and in doing so, they're actually complicating the equation for AS Saleh, which really needs this win in order to advance to the next stage of the competition. It's a tight contest, and as I said before we moved in, I said it only takes 3 3-point plays, and they're back in it. Quite a roller coaster ride, because the score keeps on turning, and we'll see how this one goes, Sonny, but they're putting in good work for sure.
Quick look at the box score. The birthday boy, Diallo, now with 26 points for Duke. And, yeah, he's really having having himself a great birthday, Prince.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, he's also helping out with the rebound because he's got like 2 rebounds and 1 assist. But, you know, other players also need to pull up their socks. Basiru Ba, Hamid Tariq Ali, they need to pull up their socks because for them to win, it's a tough matchup. So they need to pull up their socks for sure.
Let's go back to the action. Duke 57, AS Salle 54.
There is a massive atmosphere here at the Dakar Arena. The noise is just lifting, raising the roof of this fantastic arena here. The fans getting behind Duke as they've moved ahead by 3 points. It really is going to be a fantastic final 5 minutes in the third quarter. And we've got another quarter to go to wrap up the Sahara Conference. Of course, Duke need to win by more than 19 points to get themselves into the top four. Oh, it's a big score from Massa. And all of a sudden, we're level again. Q, this is crazy.
Well, 18-9, the score here in the third quarter as Duke have figured out what their third quarter blues were. And that's another great pass and another good finish by Diakite.
Double digits for Diakite. Usher, what was said by Liz Mills? Did you get to hear what she said?
Yes, she was actually saying something they executed on the previous possession. Just swing that ball, make sure you have 2 options open on the outside, and that normally would be Haruna or Massa.
You know, that's really good work that is by Massa, but I think that the foul might have been committed by the... Is that Diakite? No, I think it is. It's an offensive foul there by Massa, trying to scramble for the ball, but showing just how aggressive he is. Got to fight for everything now.
I watched him read that timing on that offensive board, just couldn't keep it alive. And it's battled inside for sure.
Defensive rebound, a good one there by Bukashu. Up against Diakite, the battle of the big boys. There's Haruna in possession. Being closely monitored there by Diallo. Diallo pinches the ball from Bukashu. And another chance, he goes up, smashed down to the ground, draws the foul. Haruna will pick up a foul there.
It really is inspired play by Cheikh Bamba Diallo. He is hustling on the defensive end. He's not only just scoring, but you see the determination to pick up that ball from Bukashu and attacking the rim right at Haruna. Goes to ground, so he's got 2 free throws coming his way.
Interesting to see the communication between Zachary Elmezbahi, the veteran, and Bukashu, just to understand. You know, he's saying, just hold it. Don't release the ball too quickly. You don't need to. You're a big guy, you know. Keep it away from him. I'll be there.
And you talk about Elmezbahi and Bukashu. Those are the leaders that AS Salle has on the floor. They understand the spirit of the club and the soul of what it means to play for AS Salle, and they'll give everything.
Exactly. Big leader. 27 points here. Look at that, 83%. Ridiculous.
Inspired, indeed.
And he adds another one to his tally. Bit of pressure. Some tight man-to-man marking. And, you know, when they get hassled, it's difficult for them to deal. So they've changed their game up. Perfect Ajibon working his magic to try and find solutions. And Stoglin forces Diakite into making a foul there. That's foul number 3 for the big man.
They doubled Stoglin very quickly, and he was almost caught trapped and then managed to get by Diakite, and he will sell. A little bit of contact, better foot speed, and Diakite just half a second late.
There he is, Nacha, who's come on it. Haruna. Good again. They steal the ball again. Basiru Ba this time. Basiru Ba getting it out. Diop, look at that. And again, it's a big, big play. A very big play.
Great example of what defense can do. Giving you a chance in the open floor. Tapped away by Ba. Draws the defender in Massa and dishes off to his captain Diop for 2.
And he draws the foul. There's Haruna. 3
fouls. Three fouls for Haruna. And he's going to take a little break as we see Chemsadin Elal come on.
It's interesting to see the difference in tactics. Yesterday, Slack did not want Haruna to spend a lot of time on the ball. And today, Duke is saying Stoglin will not have the ball as much as he's done in the whole of the Sahara Conference.
They really are really tight on every player. And it's quite complicated for them. Picked up by Stoglin. Back to Stoglin for a three-pointer. Oh, he knocks it down. That is exactly what they needed at the right time.
Yeah, a big-time play, finding Stoglin wide open in the corner. And I like what Duke are doing. They're high full-court pressure, you know, into a press just to make it a little bit difficult for Saleh as the ball thrown away by Stoglin.
El Mesbahi unable to get it too close to Ali. Ali, there's a good chance for a three-pointer. It's been picked up by Stoglin. Stoglin gets away from his man. He's going to get it out. There's Alal trying to get his chance to get the points, but it's Massa who manages to finally find the basket. 2 points in it. It's crazy high-octane encounter, this one.
That was a big, big offensive rebound and the finish by Massa, challenged by Diop underneath the rim, but still, only two-point game.
Good. Oh, unable to drain it. Massa up to 12 points. Asha, we said that he would be present. He's present now.
He is indeed present in this game. He's trying to contribute, even if he's not really doing much on offense. Just trying to use his body on defense.
That'll be a jump ball. I think he wasn't going to let go of that Stoglin, was he?
He went to ground, lost his footing, just getting by the defense. And because the possession arrow is on the way, on the side of the home team, Duke, they will pick up possession.
That's
and
right.
Loses his footing, goes to ground and tied up.
Maybe the mock guy wasn't there in time. Just kidding. He's been, he's brilliant. He's just the best bloke here. Picked up by Basser Obar. 2 points, Duke leading. Heya Sally, 1:22 left in the third. Barr picks the ball up. Movements in the D. Comes out to that man Diallo. Diallo up against Elal, the youngster, keeping him very tightly marked. Look at that! That is delightful! How majestic was that pirouette finish? Oh my word, Diallo, 30 points.
Masterful move by Diallo.
El Mesbahi for three! Big score there for the 42-year-old.
Some great basketball here by both these teams in this high-pressure situation.
Ali out to Diop. And they're using the clock a little bit. Diallo again! Oh, it's just come off the front of the ring. He's not letting go of it, Nadja. They've realized just how precious that ball is.
It's so important. This possession is a big one. Can give just about 10 seconds to Duke on the final possession.
Well, once again, it's a steal, and they get the ball back. Ali. And now.
Shot clock turned off.
There's the shots. It goes in. Well, no score. And Zakaria El Mesbahi punches. You know, he clenches his fist because he knows that they didn't give away points on that.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young. You're listening to Special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. Right now, after three quarters, Duke from Dakar, Senegal, leads AS Saleh of Morocco by 1 point, 66-65. I'm joined once again by my friend Prince Nesta. Prince, are you there?
Absolutely. DUC basically fighting like wounded Teranga lions.
And in terms of fighting, Prince, my understanding is they have to win this game by at least 19 points to advance to the playoffs.
Absolutely, because they lost so badly. Their margins of losses against the other teams has been a little bit wide, and so they really need a wider score for them to advance. And so that's really putting a lot of pressure on them. That's why you see They are currently turning shots into points, something that was totally unheard of in the second quarter. They're putting a lot of pressure on this AS Sali team. I mean, check Bamba, CB Diallo, doing great stuff, Sonny.
So let me try to catch our listeners up, Prince. Even if AS Sali loses this game by less than 19 points, they will be advancing to Rwanda in May.
Absolutely. And that is because if you look at SLAC basically, AS Sali has an advantage on SLAC because they beat SLAC. And so that's why they really don't have a lot of things to lose as far as this game is concerned.
Once again, this is the final game in the Sahara Conference. Rwanda Energy Group finished on top with a record of 4 wins and 1 loss. U.S. Monastir, 2021 finalist, also had a 4-1 record. But since Reg beat them in their game, they finished second on the table. And right now it looks like the other two spots will go to SLAC from Conakry, Guinea, and AS Sali from Morocco. Let's take a look at the box score quickly, Prince. The birthday boy Diallo now with 30 points for Duke. What a present, Prince.
Majestic contribution. He's such a great team leader, such an inspiration for this team. And, you know, for the long time, I think Terrell's toggling taps definitely ran dry, but check Bamba CB Diallo's taps were running of I don't know what from Senegal. I don't know what type of liquid they produce there in Senegal, but it was really firing from all cylinders.
Stoglin leads Sale with 19 points, but let's go back to the action, Prince, at the Dakar Arena.
Goes very quickly up court. Stoglin, Masters there if he needs him. Waits on the edge of the D, goes for three. Oh, there's a lovely, lovely offensive rebound by El Mesbahi.
Well, that's actually a great decision by Stoglin. Knew that he had numbers. The defense didn't come out to him, took the shot. El Mesbahi had no one on him and could easily put that back in for two.
Ali Diallo, Bar Diop, Diakite. It's a top quality team that Duke have put on the floor for the start of the fourth quarter. Ali comes out wide for Diop. Diop on the edge of the D. The tip in, and that is a good score. And I think he was fouled in the process.
The big man, Diakite, beasting in the paint. And once he established position ahead in the paint there, there's nothing that Naja could do when that big body is in front of him and the left hand gets the touch. And so they get the score and a chance at the free throw line.
Usher, what have you picked up? What do you mean eavesdropping again?
Yes, I've been eavesdropping, and the instructions from Parfait, the Duke coach, are for the team to keep it tight, give the ball to Tarek, let him drive into the paint. If there's an option to dish it out, let him do exactly that.
Look at that, Haruna! Haruna with a massive statement down the right side. That is a fantastic score from that man from Niger. What a beautiful, beautiful dunk. Came out of nowhere.
Came out of nowhere. Haruna just gets baseline and throws it down with one hand.
Basaroubar gets the ball to Diop. Oh, it's a good block, that is. And they're trying to battle, scramble. Haruna's not letting go of that. Massa picks it up. And there he is. He's off. The Spaniard needs to make a good pass. Gets it out to Haruna. El Mesbahi, calm things down. Cool things down. Stoglin cuts inside, tries to go for the little drop. Oh, it's not found. Going up for the rebound, tries to get another chance. Oh, that is perfect, isn't it? El Mesbahi working really hard. But what about Nadja on that occasion?
Second and third chance opportunities. I thought Stoglin forced that a little bit too much, had options, but his help there to save him was that man Nadja.
Diallo just a little bit short for another three-pointer to nudge his tally up to 33, being the magic number. El Mesbahi
rebounding, really favoring Sale at this point. They have been electric from different areas on the floor. And when you look at the second and third chance opportunities, and this was Haruna getting by one, throwing down on another, and a BAL poster, another one of those.
That's a crash course in getting it the job done, and this might be one too. Draws the foul there. It's a good move, that is, from Nadja. Very good drive from the big man. He motored into the paint, didn't he?
And you see the support from his teammates immediately recognizing the drive. It's Diallo who picks up the foul. Only the first team foul in this fourth quarter. And more importantly, just a chance here to get the game above that one possession and take it into two. And now they can control each possession a little bit more, take a little bit more time off the clock if they want.
Nadja, 5 points, 5 rebounds. The rebounds have been important for Ayasali. And he knocks it down. That's a good free throw.
Hasn't played much, Nadja. These are his first points in the competition, and it's coming at the right time.
Well, he brings a different tactic to this Ayasali team. You know, he's a big man who can play in the paint. He can man mark any of the bigs in the opposing teams. They match them big time.
He's definitely giving them some value right now.
Stoglin. He is. How does he do it? He snakes his way between all of the defenders, and that's a brilliant piece of work. Look at Stoglin. There's some kind of a reaction. Good work from his teammates to get him out of there. You don't need to go into there. Don't go into the snake pit.
You talk about snaking. It's in between 4 defenders and somehow still manages to get the score. And, you know, there's no love lost between the two teams. And it looks like there's a timeout called on the floor.
68-75. Take a break. Back in a moment.
Ryan, Justin, let's go. I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. We have 6 minutes and 48 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Ayasali of Morocco leads Duke 75-68 in the final Sahara Conference game of the Basketball Africa League. Prince Ayasali showing its strength in the final period of action.
Absolutely, and it's normally a very dangerous team going towards the end. And I saw this when they played against U.S. Monastery, and I also saw this when they played against Slack yesterday. And so that's one thing DUC will have to watch out for. But right now they're managing the game so well, 75-68. That's a big-time lead, really advantageous for them with 6 minutes and 48 seconds remaining, Sonny.
And Prince, how about that big time dunk by Haruna coming in? And that day, he just threw it down, Prince.
Goodness me. You know, it silenced the crowd down there at the Dakar Stadium. And basically, this is what they need, such big time plays to demoralize their opponents and weaken them.
Once again, it's Ayasali 75, Duke 68. And we have about 6 minutes and 48 seconds left in the fourth quarter. The teams are back on the court. Let's go back to the Dakar Arena.
Duke 68, Ayasali 75. Duke from Senegal, West Africa, up against Ayasali of Morocco up in northwestern Africa, of course. And there's the man, Stoglin. Well, 21 points now. Not as many as Diallo, but he's a man on a mission. And he's been putting in some very important key shots that is keeping Ayasali ahead of the home team. Here is a chance for the big man to try and muscle his way through. Lufile's come back on. Diop trying to drop in. And it's been taken and consolidated there by Massa. Usher, what was said on the bench during that little timeout?
Yes, Coach Liz Mills asking her players to play the diamond where everyone just comes and screens for everyone, move the ball until you get an opening.
Squeeze. Oh, it's just a little bit short. Hugh, Lufile's come on. It's another big player, of course, but will he be able to deal with the big man in the middle? I'm talking about Nadja.
Well, I think he's just looking for something a little bit different. Lufile hasn't given them the same offensive presence that Diakite has. If anything, it's more the defensive matchup to see if maybe he can control some additional boards, pick up second chance opportunities, and he's going to battle in the paint like that with Massa. They need something because They've only scored 2 points since the start of the fourth quarter, and they need to find ways to just unlock this ASLA defense right now.
Is Tariq Ali getting the ball out? There's a chance for Barba's effort. Comes off the metal. Elmasbahi, oh, it's a wild pass that is. Massa's up there, it's an easy score. Massa for two. He's not going to stop from that range, is he? 14 points for the Spaniard.
Had to get it up quickly. Diallo was trailing, and that was a easy two in inverted commas.
Exactly. Duke, we need to get some points from this play. Tariq Ali, mid-range, beautiful bucket there. 7 points separating the two teams, just over 5 minutes to go. If ASLA win this, they will be one of the four teams going to Kigali to the playoffs in the month of May. And they'll be joining Rega Rwanda, US Monastir. That's a really good block from Diop.
Great defensive work by Diop coming across on that layup, and now it's Ali, and he gets swatted away on that attempt.
And the other team being Slack, of course, who will, if it is ASLA win, Slack in a good position to finish in the top four from Guinea-Conakry. Amazing achievement for a team that playing in their first ever Basketball Africa League.
And if the score stays like this, then it will be ASLA and Slack who advance. Our bodies go to the floor. It looks like Najah's in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, he just pointed to his chest. He'll be okay.
Slow to rise, but he's definitely been the surprise package of this ASLA outfit. And there's not much scouting that you could have done if you look at what he was giving them on the floor. And now there's a substitution. Looking a little bit gassed, in comes that man, Soufiane Kurdu.
Yeah, Kordu, he's a menace as well. Quite a deceiving player, an absolute giant. But what he does, he wriggles around in the paint. Very difficult to read.
He stands at about 6'10", and you can see it, his wingspan and presence. And he's definitely there to just help deter any drives into the paint here.
7 points separate these two teams.
More conversation now is the referees just got to keep checking off the ball bumps and bruises and just making sure there's not unnecessary contact.
Diakite trying to hold off Kordu. Boys, he held his shirt for one moment. Did you see that?
Just a second and got away with it. Diakite still was able to get the little layup shot off in his little scoop hook, but couldn't finish it.
Elmasbahi, Haruna.
And he picks up the offensive foul. That's his fourth.
And it is indeed. You're absolutely right on that. 4:26 left to play. Diakite's not a player you want to lose at this stage of the game. Here's Stoglin. You know, even when he's calm, you know that in a couple of minutes after that, he'll come back. He never ceases to offer us admiration. But that score there, look at what it means to the man. Elmasbahi celebrating in a big way into double digits, and Ali goes up for two. That's a beautiful score as well, but the 10 point difference down to eight again,
back down to eight, and that's another big score. And this shows you what happens if Stoglin can play provider on the offensive end, finding wide open shooters. They can knock it down. Duke had an answer as well.
Listen, they're watching the clock a little bit now. You can understand that, because ASLA with an 8-point lead, they know that they can take advantage of that a little bit. He's using his pace. That's a brilliant score from Massa. He knew he came up against the big man, took advantage, full advantage.
Excellent read by Massa, seeing Diakite come out at him and took him off the dribble. Big man was a little bit too slow, and he finished right at the rim.
10 points again, using the clock. 3:17. Stoglin driving through. Diop getting in the way. The ball comes out. It's Tariq Ali. He's got a clean path to try and shoot his three. And again, Massa defensively really producing a top quality game.
Stoglin, good strength, brilliant strength. Oh, unable to drain the two, but he does draw the foul.
Yeah, Massa finds ways to stay in the game. That defensive rebound, huge. And then makes the pass ahead to Stoglin, who draws the foul now. Back to the free throw line he goes. This has been a tempered and composed performance here in the fourth quarter. They've leaning on a bit of experience. They have Al Masbaie on the court to help just guide in terms of floor leadership. And Stoglin is trying to pick up his scoring as he tends to do in the fourth quarter.
Usher, are you composed at the moment?
Yes, very, very composed. I think I know the direction in which this game will end.
Of course you do, Usher. You always know what's going on. A fine tally there for Stoglin, up to 23. Haruna's on 19, Massa up to 16, Elmas by 10 points. But just look at the free throws. Oh! And it's about time. They needed to drop in and produce something miraculous from out wide. Perfect score. Haruna, oh, he gets tapped in the face. Yes, he's going to go down. It was a little slap to the eyes, wasn't it, from Diop?
And that's happening because there's a trap every time in the corner. Haruna is a soldier. And his hard face, he goes down. And at least the show of the sportsmanship that Captain Diop.
That's what I was saying. That's really important. He goes and picks up. You know, you're just being competitive, okay? That's all it comes down to. Look at him, 42 years of age. That's what it means to him. We saw Radwan Sliman doing the business for US Monastir. Well, he can do it just as well. 4 from 5 field goals, 2 steals, 10 points. Bravo, that's all I can say.
Bravo, indeed. Age is nothing but a number as far as Al Masbaie is concerned.
Or Shokran Anta Sadiki, as they say. There's Stoglin for three. It's a big score indeed. And look at that. Pushes them up to what? 86 now.
Fourth quarter is where he does his best work. Is Terrell Stoglin not scared of the big moment?
And winning the ball back, fighting for the ball again. Massa showing us his set of skills. And look, 156. Oh, it's just rattling the metal. Back out, Ali picks the ball up. Diakite, it's an easy layup for him. 2 points, 77-87. 1:41 left on the clock and a timeout. Just to calm things down a little bit and try and put together a game plan going into the last 1:41 that's left to play.
Well, we've seen the situation throughout the conference, Robbie, and you know right now what it's going to be is trying to force the pace of the possession. If they can create turnovers, they can't create turnovers early in the shot clock, they may choose to foul because 10 points still and not insurmountable. A couple of threes and they'll be right back in it if they can force steals or turnover possession. So it's still big time and still an opportunity for Duke to cause somewhat of an upset. Looking at the score right now, you have to say the odds on favorites are going to be Saleh, but the story is not written.
Well, the Pirates coming back in swashbuckling form. There's no mutiny taking place here. And I think that there's a few different characters who will make sure that this galleon is not going to sink tonight. They have most definitely showed us that they have dug deep under Liz Mills, who's worked really hard to just work her way and find her way as at the helm of the pirate ship. And she's done a brilliant job working with an entourage who have been trying to make her understand and guide her during this journey. But to be honest with you, if it continues like this, I think that they're in a pretty good place, you know. And the more time they spend together, the better the chemistry is.
Well, they certainly do have the pieces that can step up at different times. And even if you look at the numbers, it's been great from Haruna. Massa's got 14 rebounds, 16 points. His double-double invaluable in the context of this game.
And look at Haruna. He's just so smart, isn't he? Using the clock there just for as many seconds as possible. Ali picks the ball up. tried to get it out wide. There's a good chance to try and drop it. That's a beautiful score. Finally, they get a big score from Cheikh Tidiane Fai. Needs to shoot a lot more. Fai, so good, long range. Stockling goes around the outside, tries to go through the big boys and runs into a bit of trouble. Now, is that a Diakite foul or not? I think it's Diop.
I think it is Diop as well. Then what may not work in Duke's favor on this foul call is that they go into the bonus, but Saleh have been perfect from that free throw line throughout the game and hopefully not putting any markers on them. They've been 8 of 8 from the free throw line, and they're going to try and continue to convert at that 100% clip.
80-87. Stoglin, well, again, masterful at the free throw line. We know how focused he is. And, you know, 7 from 7, just, you know, it's great, isn't it? 27 points, 4 assists. It's a top-class performance. He'll never not reach the 30-point marker. So if he doesn't get his 30, I'll be quite surprised.
I would too. He just knows when to pick up his scoring, and he manages his game management and scoring management is superb. They are none better.
If this comes to Stoglin, we know where it's going. Here it is. 3 points. 3 points for Stoglin. Oh! It was written in the script, wasn't it?
You called it, and that is the dagger. That will be it as far as this one is concerned. That's a Stoglin putting his exclamation mark on his performance and A.S. Saleh's win.
It's a fine layup by that man, Ali, as well. But Haruna, unable to get it. Just a little bit too short. Just couldn't get it over enough. Come on.
He's frustrated. He wanted that to go down. We saw him throw one in the first half.
I wanted it as well. Usher wanted it. Everybody wanted it.
Everybody wanted it.
Haruna gets the ball, masses down the side. Oh, there's the big man. Opportunity now. Has his hand pulled back a little bit. Ali unable to do anything with that. Gets the ball back. Yes, he is. It's Diakite dropping in for two. 7.8 seconds remaining. Haruna has the ball. And he's going to run out the shot, run out the clock. And it is game over. And they've managed to do it. Congratulations to Liz Mills and A.S. Saleh of Morocco. They've done it. They will finish in third position, and they are going to Kigali, Rwanda, for the playoffs in May. For Duke, all we can say is thank you. Thank you for...
I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. Final score from Dakar Arena in Senegal. A.S. Saleh of Morocco, 91. Duke from Dakar, 86. A.S. Saleh with a 5-point victory. The Moroccan club advances to the playoffs in May in Kigali, Rwanda. For post-game analysis, I'm joined by my hoops-loving friend, Prince Nesta. And Prince, I think Coach Liz Mills and the Moroccan side, deserved winners this evening in Dakar.
Absolutely. They have left tons of broken-hearted fans out there in Senegal, Sonny. I'm pretty sure lots of them were actually wondering whether they are playing video games.
Prince, we have to break away quickly for this on-court interview.
I feel great for the victory. We need it. We had a difficult team with a lot of talent. And obviously, it's not my game, but I had to do all the things. I tried to go inside the game and go with harder rebounds, trying to do other things that maybe other years I do different. But at the end of the day, the important is the victory.
You lost your first game against Reg of Rwanda. What did it take for you to come back into the tournament and fight until the end today?
Well, I'm excited about it. Last year, with Roberto Maputo, we lost in quarterfinals for just 1 point. It's something that is inside me yet. And I won't come back and be near the medal. That is our objective and my personal objective.
And lastly, you're going to Kigali to the playoffs for a chance to win the trophy. What are your objectives as a team and how do you feel?
Well, like I said, the objective is be near the medals. We will see what is the level of the other group. Maybe if we won the first game, we had a better options. But still, I think this team is only gonna be up, and it's gonna be difficult for the other group if somebody take us in the playoff.
All right, thank you so much, Alvaro, and congratulations once again, Robbie. We know the four teams that are going to Kigali for the playoffs.
Alvaro Massa, the Spaniard for AS Salé, 16 points, 14 rebounds, 3 assists. Speaking with ball commentator Usher, and thanks to the Basketball Africa League for that interview. Prince Massa, one of the veterans who continues to contribute for AS Salé.
Absolutely. He played with a purpose. You know, he was really focused, and, you know, he wanted this win for his team because he knew a lot was at stake as far as this competition is concerned. And in the end, I think the experienced team won because you are also forgetting that AS Salé were actually semi-finalists in last year's competition. And, you know, experience really mattered a lot as far as this tournament is concerned. And that's how they managed to, you know, see off DUC team, which was, this is their first tournament. And so I know a lot of broken hearts have been left out there in Senegal. But, you know, normally their teams, if you're going to win, some team lose, and some just hoping that Duke is going to come back next year a little bit more re-energized. And they should re-strategize, honestly, since they have given teams a run for their money. And who knows what next year might bring.
Once again, if you're just tuning in now to the Voice of America, AS Salé defeats Duke from Dakar, Senegal. And AS Salé advances to the playoffs in May in Rwanda. The four teams from the Sahara Conference that earned their trip to Kigali. Rwanda Energy Group tops the Sahara Conference. U.S. Monastir, 2021 finalist, also going through. AS Salé, they were the winners this evening. And finally, SLAC, Seydou Legacy Athletic Club from Conakry, Guinea, also advancing. I think those are four very solid teams, Prince.
Absolutely, Sonny. These are four very solid teams. Out of them, you never know which team is going to advance. That's the danger about it. Because, you see, SLAC might have qualified as last, you know, the fourth in the group. But then again, they might just pull upsets in the next stage of the competition. They have plenty of good players like Crawford. AS Salé is a team that you just can't dismiss. Look at their scoreline today. Stoglin played the whole 40 minutes, you know, and he had 30 points, 7 rebounds and 4 assists. Alvaro Massa, 16 points, 14 rebounds and 3 assists. Abdoulaye Aruna, 19 points, 5 rebounds and 4 assists. Fantastic players. And he's really going to make some sumptuous matchups as far as the next stage is concerned, Sonny.
If you're just tuning in now to the Voice of America and its special coverage of the Basketball Africa League, AS Salé defeats Duke from Dakar, Senegal, 91-86 to advance to the playoffs in May. And once again, let's give a shout out for one of the losing players this evening. Diallo celebrated a birthday with 30 points. He really kept Duke on his shoulders for much of the game. But alas, it was not quite enough, Prince Nesta.
I totally agree with you. He played with great confidence. You know, I don't know if it's because it was his birthday or something, but, you know, he had a great sense of awareness of the game. And, you know, he had some, you know, determination and was really passionate, mentally tough. And that's why he was able to, you know, score. And I think some of his players, some of his other teammates basically let him down. You know, I could see in the fourth quarter, looked like they were a bit tired. Some of them were shooting, but really not converting. And these are some of the things I think they should work out for. But good job, Cheick Bamba. And definitely we'll wait to see what's going to come in for him as far as other tournaments are concerned, and even next year's BL tournament.
So the Basketball Africa League now packs its bags for Cairo, Egypt, and action in the Nile Conference, which will take place from April 9th to April 19th. The Voice of America will be continuing its coverage of this second season of the Basketball Africa League. Prince, I'm already looking forward to Cairo and the action next month.
Oh, my goodness. And there's some plenty of good teams in that one, Sonny. You know, watch out for the team from Cape Town, South Africa. You also have Zamalek in there. You've got the team from Angola. Goodness me, this is also going to be quite a tough match, a matchup, and we'll wait and see how that goes. And also, watch out for the team, you know, from FAP Cameroon and US and a couple of those teams. So it's really going to be tough, Sonny, as far as the next stage is concerned.
Thanks to Prince Nesta for his hoops-loving commentary this evening. Thanks also to my producer here in Studio 3, Downtown Daniel Brown. And last but certainly not least, my engineer this evening here in Studio 3, Patrick Deya. And yes, Prince Nesta, I did send Patrick your regards. He sends a warm hello from Studio 3. Yes, he does, Prince. And finally, I'm VOA Sonny Young. Thank you for joining us for this Sahara Conference commentary. I've enjoyed it. I hope you've enjoyed it, too. That's all from here. I'm going to say see you later. See you in Cairo.